Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. So, today we're going to be trying something a little bit different. Instead of trying an actual recipe, I have a couple ingredients here, and we're just going to see if this works out. So, we're going to try to do some stir-frying of some Napa cabbage. So, all we're going to have is we're going to have some garlic, some Napa cabbage. You're going to need vegetable oil, a little bit of soy sauce, and then a little bit of, I'm going to be using red pepper flakes for seasoning. But like I said, for this week, we're just going to do a little bit of experimenting and see if this works. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. So first off, what we're going to do is we're going to get our stuff out. So I have a small little skillet here and I've put just a flat coating of vegetable oil on it. We're not going to start heating that up yet. But we just have that sitting out and we've got our spatula to stir. Got a colander to drain our cabbage once we get that. Then we have our cabbage. We're going to have soy sauce. Then we have a little bit of garlic. So what we're going to do first, we're just going to take our garlic and we're going to mince that because garlic goes just about with just about everything. So it's always good to saute a little bit of garlic with your food. So depending on how much you're going to make, there's no set amount for this. I'm just going with about 3 cloves. I'm going to go ahead and just clear that out. We're going to mince this as fine as we can get it. Because that'll give us a nice flavor. And then I also forgot we also have our red pepper flakes sitting out. Because that'll give us just a little bit more flavor and a little bit of heat also. Just whenever you're getting your garlic, also make sure you cut out any bad spots you find. I'm just making a little pile because I'm not going to add it to our pan yet. We're going to add those at about the same time so we don't burn our garlic. Because this stir frying is going to take place at a pretty high heat, and we don't want our garlic taste to get ruined by a taste of just burnt carbon. We're just going to have a little pile off to the side and throw away all our scraps. Next, what we're going to do is we're going to take our cabbage. We're going to break off the parts that we want. So I have never actually worked with this before, so this is a little bit of an experiment I wanted to try. I think you can eat almost all of this, so you're just going to break it off. We're going to chop it up here in a minute, but just break off a couple leaves and put it in our colander because we're going to rinse out all the dirt first. I'm going to get, since it's just for me, break off like 3 leaves, put it in our colander, and then we're going to just rinse it under some cold water for a minute. And just make sure, rub all of it along. Make sure you get all the dirt off because you don't want dirt's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to taste that great either. Alright, so we're about to start cutting up our cabbage as well, but before we do that, we're going to go ahead and turn on our stove. And I'm going to actually put up my cabbage as well. I don't need any more at the moment. But we're going to put our oil at a medium-high heat, so an 8 or a 9 on your stove, because this is a very quick, very hot cooking method. So while that's heating up. We're not going to cut our cabbage. We don't want to cut our cabbage too thin. But we are going to cut it up to where it'll cook relatively quickly.
So,
because this is an experiment, I'm going to try it in about bite-sized increments. Make sure you watch for any bad spots and cut those out. But we are going to use both the stems and the leaves. And it's a very nice cabbage-looking vegetable because it's very tender, it looks like. It has an interesting color. So I am definitely excited to try this. I don't know if anyone else has tried using this, but I found this at like Walmart. I'm sure you can find some good recipes for it. Now we're gonna go to our oil. Just make sure it's stirred around just a little bit because we don't want to burn it. But we wanna make sure it's getting nice and hot. I'm actually gonna take it off for a second and let the stove continue to heat up. I'm going to keep cutting up this cabbage. The reason we're doing this today is because I was at the store and I decided, you know what? I am going to just try a random vegetable I've never tried before and make something with it. And this is what I decided on. So if you enjoy doing something like this, we can try it again in the future. I would be more than happy to try that. But as we are letting this still warm up, I'm going to, our oil's sitting off of it right now, but here in just a second, we're gonna go ahead and put it back on right about now. I'm gonna let that heat up a little bit more. And I'm going to go ahead and add a splash of soy sauce. Just so we have that in there. We'll add some more here in a bit. And then I'm gonna shake in a little bit of red pepper flakes too. But our oil is very hot now. You can hear it sizzling. So I'm gonna take it off for just a second and add just a sprinkle of these pepper flakes. Put it, just stir in those peppers and that little bit of soy sauce. We're gonna put it back on. Now we're just going to take all of our cabbage and our garlic and we're gonna just dump that into the pan. I've gotten a little too much because it is quite full, but we got a nice sound going. So spread it out, make sure you're starting to mix it up, and hopefully this will cook down a little bit. So we want to make sure, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it is very loud. So we want to make sure we're constantly stirring so we don't burn one side and undercook another. But wherever it hits, you can hear it sizzling very loudly. Nice sound. So I may have gone a little bit over with the amount of cabbage. So we're going to want to cook this for about 5 minutes or so. Trial by fire sort of thing. But already we're starting to get a little bit wilted, which means it's a lot easier to cook everything. So the areas that maybe aren't fully cooked, the ones that are on top, make sure you're getting those around so we have everything cooked evenly. Because we don't want to have one overcooked and another one undercooked. That'll lead to a big difference in taste and consistency. So lifting up off the heat, rotating everything to get everything onto the heat, and putting it back on. And already we've lost a lot of the liquid. It's been absorbed. We're getting a nice sound there. I'm sure you can hear that. So while that's sitting for just a second, I'm going to add a splash, a little bit more soy sauce. Splash more, and then a little bit more pepper flakes. Because this is where we're going to get our flavor from. And then just keep stirring that up. Keep rotating it, and making sure you have everything touches the heat about the same amount. And as you can see, especially the leafy parts are starting to wilt a little bit more. I think that means we're cooking the moisture out. It does mean we're getting closer. Let's just shake around the pan and just keep stirring because this is a very, very hot stove, which means we don't want to leave anything on there for too long Now, I'm actually going to add a splash of rice vinegar just to see if that helps. Nice little bit of rice vinegar. Hopefully that'll add a little bit of an acidic taste to it. Now, like most plants, including like spinach and stuff, this has started to cook down a good amount. So we can see there's a lot of oil and stuff at the bottom. It's good. I'm gonna keep this stirring and keep this cooking. But that vinegar we added has a nice aroma to it, and you can smell it coming off. And there we go. It's bubbling nicely. So I'm gonna turn it down for a little bit. We are getting a lot of steam from all the moisture getting cooked out. But just keep turning it. Let's make sure we don't burn anything, because that's the last thing we want to do. I'm now going to add just like a sprinkle of garlic salt too. Just that salt flavor, and also just a little bit more garlic. I'm going to lift it off the heat, and we can hear the pan cooling down really quickly. But what we have so far looks good, except for the small piece I dropped on the burner. That's gonna burn. But we're starting to be able to see, if we press down with our spatula, we can see a lot of this is starting to get tender. I'm gonna cook this a minute or so more, and then we're actually going to just try a piece and see how it tastes, just for experimental cooking here. But as we can see, I started off with the pan almost overflowing, and now everything fits in this pan nicely. So this cooks down a lot. The leaves more so than the stems. The stems keep their shape and their size relatively well, but leafy greens always cook down really, really quickly. All right, so we're gonna leave that on our cooktop. We're gonna just grab a fork really quick. Let's try just one of these small pieces that we can break off. Let's see if we can find a piece. There's one. All right. We're gonna keep turning a stir fry. We don't want to burn anything, but we're gonna fry it really quick. Interesting. I might have added a little bit too much soy sauce, but the flavor of the cabbage is really good, actually. So we're gonna just let this cook a little bit more because it's gotten pretty tender. I'm gonna just make sure we get everything though. And on some of these, I'm seeing we're getting a nice little bit of a char. That means we're almost done. But we're gonna stir this just a second more. Our pan is really hot still. That means this is cooking really, really fast. Go ahead, we're gonna turn off our stove, and then we're gonna take and set that off to the side. So, going to grab our plate or whatever we're going to use. We're gonna put it on there. I'm gonna tilt the pan to make sure the oil gathers on one side. And then I'm going to scoop the cabbage out of the oil and let that drip out for a second, because we don't want too much oil. That was used to cook. Vegetable oil is a neutral tasting oil, but we still don't want to eat large quantities of that. Put that into our bowl. So a lot of our oil is just gonna sit in our pan. We're gonna let that cool off before we clean it. But now we have our stir fry, so we're going to get one of our pieces. This is a stock piece, and we're gonna give it a taste and see how it goes. Interesting. So this cabbage is a very mild taste, and it's pretty good. The one thing I did have realized is I might have added too much soy sauce. So if I try this again, I'll have to use less soy sauce. But overall, it tastes very good. And I think it's, for an experiment, I think it turned out really well. So thank you all for listening and happy cooking. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today we tried something a little bit different by doing an experimental recipe using Napa cabbage. If you enjoyed this style, please let us know and we'll try to do some more like this, because this was rather enjoyable for me as an experiment. If you want more information about the podcast, you can follow us on our Instagram page at college_cookery, where we'll post updates about episodes, give opportunities to help suggest new recipes, and just be knowledgeable about our upcoming events with this show. This podcast was made using the Anchor app, so if you have an idea you want to get out there, check them out. But that will do us for this week, so thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed, and happy cooking.